Yo, DJ L. Spade, Common Knowledge Podcast. Just a man doing the best he can with what he got. Right now in America, most of the country is under winter weather advisory. Things are getting pretty bad. So if you're in America and you're getting hit pretty hard with the weather, my thoughts and prayers go out to you. Last I checked, it was around 25 states that were going through rolling blackouts, water contamination, and other like major problems. So everybody, like, be careful. If you don't have to go out, like, don't go out. Seriously, it's not worth it. And yo, I'm going to be honest, man. It's getting harder and harder for me to like really buy into American exceptionalism. Like, I'm always supposed to believe that America is number one, with the richest country in the world. But then something like this happens and all our power goes out. People got to boil water. Like, seriously, my home city, Memphis, Tennessee, they're putting out boil water advisories. You got to boil your water, man. Make sure it's not contaminated. But we so goddamn exceptional. Like, seriously, dude. And the timing of this winter weather is just sad, dude. Like, you already in the midst of a pandemic. We're already in the midst of unemployment and the economy tanking. Then on top of that, you got to worry about the weather. It's like nothing is really going America's way. However, a lot of this is just man-made problems. Like, dead serious. Like, how many infrastructure meetings were there during the last administration? I remember there being an infrastructure week, like damn near every 3 months. They had an infrastructure meeting. It's infrastructure week. My question is, why didn't anybody fix the infrastructure? Like, seriously, right now in America, you got bridges falling down. If you go to LA, man, it ain't nothing but damn potholes on the highway. Every time there's a little bit of a storm, the weather gets a little crazy, the power goes out. Every damn time. Yet we haven't fixed none of this shit. But we had infrastructure week. To do what? I'm honestly asking, what was the point of infrastructure week? I remember for the last 15 years, people in America saying, yo, we need to really upgrade our grids, our electricity grids. Our power grids are not up to date. And here we are in the year our Lord, 2021. Still no upgrades, no updates. Same old power grid. And rightfully so, man. People are looking at Texas as like a good example of how we have failed to prepare the country for imminent disaster. Like, one thing about Texas, right? Like, I'm from the South. The Southern mentality is, it's hot and we don't get a lot of severe weather. Like, seriously, it's a different culture than it is from like up north. Like in New York and all those cities to the north, like Chicago, they're used to snow. Like, snow is part of their lives. But in the South, once you get like 2 inches of snow, it's time to pull out the chains for your tires. Like, seriously, it's a disaster. We buying milk and bread and putting our chains on our tires for 2.5 inches of snow. Like, seriously, we're not really equipped for that because we don't really get snow. So it's totally understandable that like a lot of these places in the South are not like snow equipped. However, this goes out the window because every 15 years to 10 years, we have what's called a big ice storm. Like, this is like common knowledge. You're gonna have severe weather every once in a while in the South. And it seems like it's happening more now than ever due to this thing called climate change that we're not supposed to talk about because, you know, some people don't believe it's real because they're stupid. But anyway, so you should be ready for this. It's no excuse not to have your infrastructure ready for the imminent cold weather that's going to happen. But yeah, we all just really wondering how could this happen? So via the Wall Street Journal report, why the power grid failed. A fundamental flaw in the freewheeling Texas electric market left millions powerless and freezing in the dark this week during a historic cold snap. The core problem, power providers can reap rewards by supplying electricity to Texas customers but aren't required to do it and face no penalties for failing to deliver during a lengthy emergency. That led to the fiasco that left millions of people in the nation's second most populous state without power for days. A severe storm paralyzed almost every energy source. Like, that's every energy source, not just the renewable sources. Like, when the homie Dan Patrick, not Dan Patrick, Governor Patrick, the lieutenant governor, was trying to say, like, yo, it's the Green New Deal, which hasn't passed, by the way. Like, there is no Green New Deal right now for anybody who's trying to blame that. Like, y'all gotta stop making AOC the boogeyman, dog. Like, she's become, like, the GOP boogeyman. Like, they are actually pivoting to make AOC the new Nancy Pelosi. Like, when Nancy retires, they're just gonna move AOC in. Like, yo, everything AOC fault. But no, it's not just renewable sources. All sources of energy in Texas have frozen. Where was that? While power providers collectively failed, the companies themselves did not break any rules. Texas officials did not require plant owners to prepare for the worst by spending extra money to ensure that they could continue operating through severe cold and heat. Yo, this is basically capitalism gone amok. Like, seriously, there's no other answer than capitalism, unregulated capitalism, dude. Because, like, yo, one thing, and I'm a strong capitalist. Let me put that out there. I'm a strong capitalist. But one thing about capitalism, dude, it is primarily based on exploiting your customers. It really is. Like, one of the tenets of capitalism is, like, yo, how much can I charge for this program or this product I'm producing? And how less can I pay my employees to get more money? Like, that's the basis of capitalism. Like, it is core. But if you don't regulate it, what happens is, like, the stuff people have to do, they're not going to do it. No regulation, man. Like, seriously, the way Texas is set up, like, only the state can regulate the power grid. The federal government can't do anything, right? So the state didn't ask them to do anything. They didn't require them to do anything. They just gave out best practices and guidelines. And if I'm a business owner, dude, and I don't have to, like, do something that costs me a lot of overhead, I'm not going to do it. This is literally a captive audience. It's not like they can take their business somewhere else. And that's why you need to have strong regulation. Because these people can't choose where they're going to get their electricity from. Now, I said all that just to talk about what I really want to talk about. Who the hell y'all electing down there in Texas? Like, seriously, it's been a lot of wackadoos. You had the mayor at Colorado. I think I'm saying that right. Colorado, who's like, yo, everybody hunker down. You on your own. Survival of the fittest. Get in where you fit in. Basically, the mayor of this small city, which, once again, man, small city mayors are iffy. But the mayor of a city was like, yo, get in where you fit in, guys. Like, I don't know what to tell you. You're on your own. Elected official, bruh. And it goes to the crown jewel example of, like, just sorry-ass elected officials. The homie Raphael, a.k.a. Ted Cruz. Yo, and let me say this, man. Raphael is a sucker. And I'm calling Ted Cruz Raphael because that's his real name. Like, seriously, his real name is Raphael Cruz. But as an ultimate sign of code switching, dude goes by Ted. Because, I mean, come on, dog. Like, Raphael, Ted, probably get more job interviews going by Ted than Raphael. But Raphael's a real sucker, bro. And I've had this on my chest for a long time. Like, dude is a real deal simp. And Texas, I don't know how y'all allow dude to represent y'all, because Texas is a real ass state. And y'all got a sucker representing y'all. Because, and I say this with all my heart, because during the primaries, I never forget when Trump called dude's wife ugly and said that his father was actually somehow involved with assassinating the president. Disrespect the man's wife and his father. And let me tell you something right now, man. You disrespect my wife and my father, it's fuck you for life. Ain't no coming back from that, dog. But this dude acquiesced right to Trump, just subservient like a little dog, just like a little bitch. And I can't respect that, bro. Just a side note. He decided to go to Cancun. Like, you've just had over 40 deaths due to the cold weather. Most of your state is without power. They have to boil water. No clean water. They got to boil water. Pipes busting. Shit is just a mess. And this sapsucker decides to take him and his family to Cancun. This was the ultimate sign of privilege. Like, seriously. And yo, I think it's good to point out that the homie Raphael, aka Ted Cruz, did not do anything criminally wrong, legally wrong. But morally, yeah. Morally reprehensible. Yeah, one thing about, like, me personally, I'm not a Democrat or a Republican. Like, that's by design. I do truly believe, like, both political parties are full of shit. So, to a point. But objectively, the GOP has been more full of shit. Truly. I truly believe, like, me personally, I'm a liberal. I'm a progressive, I'll tell you that. But I would never join, like, a political party. But objectively, throughout the years, the thing about the right, the GOP, is they've always had this higher moral compass, like this higher moral ground where they thumb their nose and look down at the elitist, the liberal elitist. Like, yo, you got a college degree. Oh, you're so elite. And they look at us like we're idiots. And the funny thing about that is that has happened while the people who are leading the GOP are also elitists, like college educated elitists. But they've, like, convinced the masses in the GOP that they somehow John Everyman. Like, they seriously pulled this John Everyman thing off to a T, and I don't get it. Like, the homie Ted Cruz was literally for years pushing this John Everyman line. Like, yo, man, Obama, he's playing pool. He's golfing too much. How dare them? What'd he say? Chuck Schumer doesn't want to work in the Senate, and how dare us not work? Like, that was dude get down. Since he's been in office, he's always been playing this populist John Everyman role. Like, man, they don't really care about you. But one thing about pressure, man, it'll bust pipe or make diamonds. And during pressure, that's when you see people's real character. Like, seriously, when the good times, man, is all good. Like, look, man, during the good times, you can throw out rhetoric. It ain't no problem, dog. Like, people are always, like, throw out happy, good stuff during his the good times. But, like, during pressure times, that's when you see what people are really about. And damn it, you see what the homie Ted Cruz is really about, dog. You saw it when he was boosting up Trump before January the 6th. And then in January 6th, he tried to pretend like he wasn't, like, riding for Trump. And you see it now. Your state is without power, my guy. And you just dipping. And I know some of y'all are going to hit me with the, well, it's Ted Cruz right to leave. he didn't do nothing wrong. And you're right. He did not do anything wrong, technically. However, you're a state senator. You are the person who can be lobbying to get resources into Texas, my guy. Like, any regular person, if you want to leave Texas, you got the means to do it. Cool, I got it, man. Yeah, go. Go to Cancun. Have fun, man. Get your boy Chiro. But this is the guy who can lobby Washington to get more resources. You need to have your ear to the ground, bro. To the streets, finding out what people need, bro. Like, what are the major hit areas? How are you going to, like, send resources there? You need to be lobbying all the money you can get from the federal government, bro. That's your job. Like, what did the people elect you for if not for this time right here to lead? And how are you going to lead in Cancun? Like, I'm saying, bro, like, it's all bad. But Ted Cruz could at least went to one of the 50 states. You went to the country that you was trying to build a wall to keep the people out of. But y'all don't find that erotic? Like, seriously, dog, this whole thing should expose to everybody the flaws we have. Always thinking that we the best, American exceptionalism. And then when something like this happened, man, you go to the place where the migrants coming from, huh? That's where you go to, huh? Like, seriously, look at the game these folks are running on us. And I'm from Memphis, bro, and game recognizes game. Like, check it out, bro. Like, look what they had y'all worried about, dog. Look, they had y'all worried about a wall. Build a wall. Keep them out. They had y'all worried about gay marriages and football players kneeling. And meanwhile, your goddamn power grid can't even stay on. Look at what they did to y'all, man. They hustled y'all. Like, the stuff y'all should be worried about, y'all worried about gay marriage? And meanwhile, cold weather hits, all your electricity gone. Where are our priorities, people? I don't want to, like, paint Texas to be like, oh, this is the epicenter, everything's going wrong. It's a lot of good things in Texas, dead serious. Like, and I got a lot of homies in Texas, too. I love Texas myself, personally. And it ain't just Texas. My state in Tennessee has a lot of problems, the same issues. Right now, power's out, and they under boil weather advisory. And one thing I knew about, like, my city of Memphis, dude, Memphis always had good water. Now the water's contaminated. I'm like, bro, what are we doing? So I'm just saying, man. As a unit, a team, a squad, a label, a crew, let's get our ish together. And seriously, to all my homies in America, dog, like, stay up. Yo, DJ L Spade. If you like this podcast, you might like my other show, The Random Show, featuring Alex, Lex Calibur Hunter. On The Random Show, we talk about, random stuff. Check us out on YouTube. That's Random, RANDUMB. On Instagram, just look up Random. All right. Radio host Rush Limbaugh has died at the age of 70 from lung cancer. And this is a bit of a mixed bag for me to talk about. Just a little background history on me, man. I've been a political junkie, like, most of my life. Like, seriously, I've loved politics. I just love everything about politics. I love the theater, the pageantry. I love the dirty tricks, the games, like, the muck of it. It just really entices me, dude. Like, the whole get down of politics. And I am from the South, West Memphis, Arkansas. It's where I was born and raised. By the dope house where I spend most of my days. And during that time of me, like, being aware of politics around 13, 14 years old, me, like, coming aware of politics during the Clinton years and stuff like that, Rush Limbaugh appeared. Like, that was the heyday, like, in the 90s. That was Rush Limbaugh's heyday. And being in the South, in a small area, there weren't many political pundits. Like, you couldn't get liberal channels. And I think it's also good to point out now that my parents are really conservative. like, yeah, black conservatives. They are Christian fundamental conservatives. Like, going to church every day, a noun, a verb, and Jesus, that's their get down. Like, my father, not so much now, but my mom, yeah, still. She's still about that Jesus life. So that being the case, my parents were super conservative, like, voted for Bush. Like, GOP till they die. Just me personally, that's not my get down. But that's them. That's my background. So the only political shows we had around that area was conservative radio. So I would have to listen to Rush Limbaugh. Like, I had a lot of white friends. Their parents would listen to Rush Limbaugh. My parents listened to Rush Limbaugh. And to be honest with you, I never really agree with most of his rhetoric, but objectively, the man was a genius in the way he presented his topics and he did his show. Like, truth be told, the modern GOP right now and how politics are done, especially on the right, on the left too. You can make an argument for the left too. Like, how politics are done, that is because of Rush Limbaugh. That is the Rush Limbaugh format. Like, what Rush was a genius at doing, right? He could frame an argument in such a way that he could ask a question while putting out an insult and, like, dirty politicking at the same time. Like, okay, for example, he would be something like this, like, is Hillary Clinton a stupid whore bitch? I don't know. I'm just asking the question. It's like, yo, did you just call Hillary Clinton a stupid whore bitch? No, I did not call her a stupid whore bitch. I just asked the question, is she? Like, that was the Rush Limbaugh format. Like, he mastered that. Like, he could throw out some of the most incendiary, disgusting, racist rhetoric ever, but then have a level of deniability with it because how he framed the question. Like, he put everything in question form. And that's pretty much what we do now in modern day politics. Like, his whole thing was like, disrupt, disrupt, get in there, get into the ethos, say it enough time. If you say it enough time, people believe it. That is Rush. And not to mention, man, the whole influence of Rush was like kind of iconic, because this is what, like, the GOP did that really set them apart from, like, the libs. Because most of America, you got to understand, is really liberal. Like, most of America is technically blue. Like, if you go to California, most of that is blue. Even in, like, my home state, Tennessee, the major cities are blue, like, Democrat, right? But what the GOP did was, hey, I'm sorry, not the GOP, but GOP donors and supporters. Let me just make that distinction. While I'm saying GOP, I don't mean the actual party. I mean their donors, the right. Instead of trying to go, like, on major news sites, because once again, there wasn't a lot of support because the nation is liberal. But they didn't have major news sites. So what they did was they sold up all the small market radio stations, like all the failing little mom and pop radio stations. They just went across America and bought all those up, like those little bitty areas, right? And then what they did was they put on like a bunch of conservative radio stations in there to get their influence out there. Because you got to think, like, once again, me in West Memphis, Arkansas, I wasn't like privy to those liberal stations in New York or all down the East Coast, like Air America. I didn't know that existed until I got like 22, 23. I'm like, that was a thing? Y'all had liberal radio? Like, I couldn't get any stations in California. But the GOP bought all these small radio stations in the South and then just like simulcast Rush Limbaugh all the damn time. And the messaging was just so on point, and it was the same message over and over and over again that if you didn't catch yourself, then you'll find yourself believing everything because you just heard it on repetition, you know? And another thing about Rush, Dow, he deemed the ditto heads, man. Like, that should have been an insult to everybody to be called a ditto head. Like, somebody who just parroting what this guy thinks. That should have been an insult. But he made it a badge of honor, man. He took the shame out of a lot of these tags. Like, yeah, these are my ditto heads. Like, seriously. if you want to be honest, dude is probably the reason why a lot of policies are shaped right now. And I'm going to be honest, I have no real way of knowing if Rush Limbaugh believed any of the shit he was saying. I'm just going to be honest. I don't know if he truly believed any of it. But damn it, the way he presented it, it was just like masterful. It's a masterclass. Like, I was so, like, when Rush Limbaugh's death came through the social media sites, I was kind of disgusted, man. Because a lot of folks was just pissing on dude's grave, man. Like, I get it, man. Like, Rush Limbaugh did a lot of racist, misogynistic-ish. Terrible guy. Like, I'm not even, like, trying to defend the man's character. The man was just terrible. But I thought we were supposed to respect the dead, man. Like, seriously. Like, I was looking on social media. Rush Limbaugh died on Black History Month. Fitting with the Louis Farrakhan picture. Which, I'm not going to lie, I don't rock with Louis Farrakhan for a lot of things myself. But, you know, that point aside, you know, laugh at the man dying from cancer. I'm like, dog, like, bruh, is this what it comes down to? Like, and I get it. You don't want to, like, prop Rush Limbaugh up as a great man. I get that. But it's going to be plenty of time to litigate this man's life because he's dead. He ain't doing anything else. Like, Rush is gone. His legacy will live on, but, like, Rush is gone. Like, we can pick apart his legacy from here on out. But to shit on a man when he's dead, man, I'm like, come on, guys. What are we doing? And the thing is, I think I heard another guy say this. I forgot who it was, but all the people out here shitting on Rush Limbaugh now and his death, you didn't even listen to his show. Like, seriously. Like, you see the same racist comments that everybody knew posted around. Like, yeah, he was racist because he said such and such, or he did such and such. Yes, he was. But y'all don't know dude's whole get down. You don't. So, yeah, man. Rush Limbaugh died at the age of 70. He forever changed the shape of politics in America. Like, that's undeniable. And yeah, I've learned a lot from him, like, personally, style-wise. Really don't like the man. Hated what he stood for. Didn't get down with anything he represented. But being a person of grace, man, rest in peace, Rush. Yo, DJ L Spade, if you like this podcast, you might like my other show, The Random Show, featuring Alex Lex Calibur Hunter. On The Random Show, we talk about, random stuff. Check us out on YouTube. That's Random, RANDUMB. Or on Instagram, just look up Random. Man, I don't want to talk about this, but damn it, I'll talk about it. President Trump got acquitted for the January 6th storming of the Capitol that he incited. And, yo, man, like, can we just all be honest about this whole situation? It's dude's fault. It's dude's fault. Like, Trump incited that whole damn riot. And people are going out their way to try to pretend like somehow it wasn't Trump's fault, but this was dude's whole MO. He's been doing it since he was in office. He painted the picture before he even got in office that the system was rigged. This is what dude has been doing. And when dude said we're walking down to the Capitol, that's all that some of the people needed during January the 6th, when there was no need to actually have a riot. Because you got to keep in mind, dude was just really having a get-together to try to oppose the rightfully elected new president. Remember, they was trying to like ratify the votes in Congress. And he was like, no, I got to have an election for that because that's already wrong. So like, oh, this is dude's fault. He didn't have to have a get together for that. He didn't, man. Like he lost 60 court cases, but we keep on going through this rigmarole and keep on making this guy the man. And damn it, I'm tired of it, man. It's like, fuck Trump. dead ass serious. Fuck them. I'm tired of talking about dude, man. But I understand everybody wants to cover him being acquitted again. But for me, as a black man in America, that don't mean shit. Like, yo, I came to grips a long time ago that the American criminal justice system is not made to determine if somebody's guilty or innocent. That's not what it's about. Like, it's not. Think about it, dog. If you think somebody being acquitted of a crime means they're not guilty, then that must mean that you think O.J. Simpson didn't do it. And I don't know anybody in my adult life who'd be like, yeah, O.J. didn't do it. He's really innocent. But acquitted, right? Look, man, the U.S. criminal justice system has a lot of flaws. And one of the major flaws is us. You're supposed to have an impartial jury of your peers in regular criminal cases, right? That doesn't really exist. That's a lie we make up. Like, dude, people are not impartial. Like, people come in with biases and preconceived notions. Man, they did a study, dog, that shows the darker a black person is, the harsher the sentence is. Because, you know, we kind of like relate blackness into criminality. So, yeah, like, you mean to think, like, the first time Trump was impeached was valid. Dead ass serious, a valid reason to impeach him. Like, dude was pressuring a foreign country to interfere in the election. Like, that's what he got impeached for. That was a valid reason to impeach him. And look, I get it. This time you had to impeach him too, because, like, yo, you can't let, like, storming the Capitol get off and officers dying, which, you know, blue lies seem to matter until the president is in, you know, the reason why one of the officers died, but I digress. So you had to do something. I get it. But did any of us think that 50, that out of the 50 GOP members, that like almost half of them was going to convict dude? No. I never had that in my head, dog. So I'm not going to sit here and be surprised the dude got off. All right, he's off. Cool. Fuck him. And the sad thing is, this ain't the last time we're going to hear about dude. And it really pisses me off because it really shouldn't be about dude. Dude, reign is over. And to be honest, I don't see dude coming back in 4 years. It's over for dude, man. Like, first dude, like, what, 74? I'm not going to lie, dog. Like, I'm not trying to be ageist, but at 74, then you got 4 years of Biden, you're going to be 78. Like, winning an election at 78, dog, I don't even know you're going to be up for it. Like, seriously, I don't. So, man, dude, it's over for dude, man. Can we just, and I can't say can we just move on, because dude is still going to be in the news because he got all these other cases coming up. He got, they're investigating all Trump businesses, right? Because of the taxes. 9 out of 10, dude has been scamming on his taxes. Like, I don't know. I'm just speculating, but all signs point to dude been ripping off the government on his taxes. All right? Then he also got another case in Georgia when he tried to pressure old boy, the election official down there to try to change the vote. He got a case there. Then he got a rape case coming up that he's going to have to answer for. Like, dude's going to be in the news for the next year and a half, and it's just going to be doddering and just stupid. Because right now, dog, the nation don't need to be talking about Trump. What we need to be doing is getting some real infrastructure and some money into the hands of the American people, bruh. Like, I'm tired of hearing about dude. Like, yo, I want to know what Biden's going to do. And I ain't talking about like, this fake pressure. Like, Biden ain't doing nothing, signing executive orders. Look, bruh. Every president has signed executive orders. And me personally, I'm not down for like governing by executive order. But man, good luck putting them biscuits back in the can, bro. They already done popped out. Like, we've been giving the executive branch like power on top of power since the Clinton days. And progressively, the executive branch has gotten more power. So I don't like, now y'all concerned about that, dog? Like, come on. Like, yeah. What is going to be the outcome of these executive orders is my thing. Like, seriously. And what is Congress going to do? Like, to get this this economy back on track? That is my concern. Like, the hell with Trump, dog? Dude going to do what he going to do, man. So, like, I don't know, man. As I hate talking about it, I'm sitting here talking about him. Like, seriously, we need to be saying, yo, what is going to be the next stimulus package? Because by all metrics, man, we're going to hit a recession this year in America. And as America goes, the world goes. So how are we going to stem off this recession? Because right now, I think Biden has like a $2 trillion, if I'm wrong, I'm sorry, but a $2 trillion stimulus bill he's proposing to Congress, along with a $15 minimum wage. And I'm like, yes, throw in a little bit of student loan forgiveness, man. You got a damn good plan, my guy. And that's what I think we need to be focusing on. And I'm going to say this. I'll talk about it in a later podcast, but Biden, you better go big, my guy. You better go super big. Like, this ain't the time to be pussyfooting around. Like, what I've noticed in my years of being aware of politics, that any incoming president, you can spend your political capital like one time. Like the first legislation you push is damn near always going to get passed. You might have to work for it a little bit, but like you get like one big piece of legislation during modern politics. So if you're going to spend political capital on a stimulus bill, put everything in that junk. I'm talking about every damn thing. $15 minimum wage. Go ahead and give these folks some checks. You need to go ahead and do some healthcare reform. Like do some student loan cancellation. Put it all in the first bill, bro. Because it ain't no damn guarantee that you're going to get another one. Seriously. This whole lobbying the Congress and blah, blah, blah. Nah, that shit don't work, bro. I've seen it. Like I'm just being objective, dog. During my lifetime of being aware of politics, dog, this whole kumbaya, let's all come together. That shit is a myth. It really is, dog. It's a total myth. Nothing seems to get done till like one party has control of the House, the upper house, and the presidency. Now you got that, Joe Biden. And if you don't get nothing done, everything's gonna be your fault, my guy. Because ain't nobody gonna remember like what you didn't do. They're gonna remember like, oh, you didn't get nothing done. You promised it. They ain't gonna be like, oh, with the GOP lobbied to get this $2 trillion bill down to 800 million. They ain't gonna remember that. They're gonna remember like Joe Biden passed a stimulus bill and it didn't do nothing. When you've been lobbying for $2 trillion already, don't let them folks talk you down. You better go big or go home, my guy. I just had to get that off my chest. Let's move past the Trump era. And if we gotta like talk about dude, cool, but just let's stop looking in the past, dog, and look to the future. I will say something about this January 6th thing, though, because we should not ever forget that. And we should not ever forget that Trump is the reason why that happened. You're going to see a lot of folks try to pivot this and make it like it really wasn't Trump supporters there. Don't let nobody pull the okie doke over you. I was looking on a friend of mine's page. Super right-wing guy. He posted a story from the New York Post, which already, I'm kind of like, ew, New York Post? Uh-uh. But anti-Trump Capitol rioter sold footage for $35,000 to NBC and CNN via court papers. And my reply to that is so. Don't give a damn. If he was there, he filmed it, cool. Now, the person they're talking about is this Sullivan guy from Utah who's a dick, a jerk. I don't rock with none of his stuff, man, but he's a black guy from Utah, like super weird. And yeah, like he's been in the middle of a lot of these conspiracy theories and like a lot of protests. He just goes around, calls himself a journalist, but he's not. But people are pivoting him as a reason to say, hey, the November 6th riots, that wasn't Trump supporters, those were anti-Trump supporters. And look, if you want me to believe that everybody on January the 6th were just anti-Trump supporters who came together to make Trump look bad, you must think I'm a damn fool. Like, seriously, you think everybody at the Trump riot January the 6th weren't Trump supporters. They were just anti-Trump people. So they went out and bought some Trump flags, some Trump shirts, circled a day on the calendar, took off work, drove there, flew there, because they just want to make Trump look bad. Man, you a damn fool, bro. Don't let nobody pull this wool over your eyes, dog. Like, seriously. And with that being said, man, that is the Common Knowledge Podcast. Check out my music on Spotify. Just search for DJ L. Spade. Check out The Random Show with my homie Lex Caliber. Also, my YouTube channel with Uncle Stash, Tokyo Stash and Spade Show. Please check that out, too. And, yo, honestly, if you like my podcast, go ahead and give it a 5-star rating. Your boy would greatly appreciate it, man. I'm out. Y'all be safe.